Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, I'm Brianna Contreras and I'm an editor for Managed Healthcare Executive. Back from a brief hiatus, MHE brings you a brand new episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where I had the pleasure of speaking with Lissy Hu, President of Connected Care Networks at WellSky. Lissy and I discussed the shift to home-based care and where it stands after becoming much more of a norm 3 years into COVID. We also addressed the benefits and challenges of home-based care from a payer and patient's perspective, as well as the cost of the service as its demand rises. Hello, Lissy. How are you today?
I am great, Brianna. It's great to be here with you and a longtime listener of your podcast. So really, really pleased to have the opportunity to speak with you today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm excited for our conversation. So to get started, if you could just simply tell our listeners about CarePort powered by WellSky and your role.
So I am the president of Connected Networks at CarePort powered by WellSky. And it's a company that is focused on connecting acute and post-acute and community care. That's the focus of WellSky. And within WellSky, what CarePort does is we are a care transitions platform that helps find post-acute home and community-based care for patients that are coming out of the hospital and then continue to track those patients outside the four walls of the hospital to ensure that their needs are being met and then providing analytics and intelligence throughout that process to ensure that no patients are slipping through the cracks.
Wonderful. Thank you. So if you can, even though we've experienced home-based care in healthcare for some time now, especially with COVID, with it being almost 3 years now, but if you can you address that shift and maybe where it stands after almost those 3 years of, being more of a norm and kind of where we are today?
So that's such an important topic, Brianna, and I'm so glad that we're talking about it today because we have seen this profound shift in how healthcare is being delivered over these past 3 years. Prior to the pandemic, of course, folks were looking for more and more care in the home. That trend was happening independently of the pandemic, but over the last couple of years, that certainly has been accelerated by the pandemic as we saw COVID impact, for example, with the nursing home community and the inability and then the staffing challenges in both the acute and post-acute care setting, making it harder to find post-acute care in a facility. And so what we've seen is this great shift to home and community-based care. And CarePort sits in a unique position in the care continuum because our clients are hospitals and our clients are also post-acute providers. We sit in this middle territory, and we are in over a third of the hospitals across the US. A third of the patients coming out of US hospitals will go through our system. And so we see millions and millions and millions of patients go through our system. And what we've seen is that there's been an almost 20% decrease in patients who go to facility care. So many, many more patients going into the home since the start of the pandemic all across the country. I think that patients, by and large, if they can, they want to recover in the home. And so I do think that over the last couple of years, providers, whether they're hospitals and health systems, physician groups, as well as health plans are looking at ways to how to better support patients in their home. And one of the exciting things in terms of being at CarePort and at WellSky is helping our clients figure out how to deliver more care into the home. I do think it comes with its challenges, Brianna, right? Because when you're sending the patient to a facility, you know, I think it's almost like one-stop shopping, right? They get their physical therapy, their nursing care, their doctor's appointments, all of it is in one place. And so when that patient is now going home, all of those services have to be coordinated. How you have to think about who's going to help with the meals. How is the patient going to get dressed? How are they going to get to their appointments? Which home care nurse is coming in, and when are they coming in? And are they going to come in a timely manner? So all of those services now have to be coordinated. And so there is more of a coordination challenge in terms of figuring out how to deliver that care into the home. But I do see providers and health plans rising to that challenge with the help of technology and analytics and staff.
And as you mentioned challenges, I did want to see if you could add comment on as to more benefits, which you've already touched on as well. But if you can, maybe if you haven't addressed any of that yet, what are some benefits of home-based care for maybe patients or more so payers?
So this is one of the areas in healthcare where I think the interests of the healthcare system and the patients are highly aligned. Patients, as I was saying, they by and large prefer to recover in their home, to age in the home rather than be apart from their community and in a facility with visiting hours that their family members have to abide by, and you know, drive to and find parking and all of that. I think patients are highly interested in recovering in their home. I think on the health system side and on the payer side, whether you are a commercial health plan or you're the government, because obviously the government is still the biggest payer in the United States, it's delivering home-based care is a much more cost-effective way of delivering care. So for example, in a 60-day episode, after a hospital stay, what we see is that there's almost a $5,000 difference between whether a patient goes home with nursing home care or in a home. And even in some of the earliest models, I remember in 2012 when we first had customers entering clients entering into the ACO program, what they found was that a 6% reduction in nursing home stays drove almost a third of savings in the entire program. And we're seeing it again now with mandatory bundles potentially coming into widely expected to come into fruition in 2024. In many of those bundles, like the joint bundle, over 40% of the spend is in that post-discharge period. So where a patient recovers and their ability to recover in the home has huge costs and value implications for our U.S. healthcare system.
Now, if you could, you mentioned challenges before. If you could mention if there are any challenges payers are facing and maybe how they can overcome them, whether that be through care coordination, patient monitoring, or telehealth.
I think with payers and really with all risk-bearing entities, anybody who is responsible for the cost of care, the challenge is that you want to be able to intervene on the patients or members that need intervention and be selective in terms of where you're going to assign your resources, your nurses, your social workers. Because the other phenomenon that's happening, Brianna, is that we're seeing huge staffing challenges all across healthcare, right? We've all heard about the Great Resignation in the last couple years. And so whereas maybe 10 years ago, for many of these population health programs, or if you were a health plan, you could hire nurses, you could hire social workers to follow every single one of these patients, to call nursing homes, to call home health agencies and make sure that these patients were getting the care that they needed in the time that they needed. What we're seeing now is that as more and more patients need post-hospital care and need post-acute care, right, with 10,000 baby boomers aging into Medicare every single day, there's just a ballooning in terms of the need for post-acute care. And we're seeing staffing supply challenges. And so as a health plan, as the government, as any risk-bearing provider or entity, what you need is technology to help you scale, to help you with analytics, for example, you know, just speaking very practically with analytics to help you figure out where are the patients that are going off course so that you can intervene on those patients. And for the patient that is getting the care that they need in the time they need, you know, they don't need that attention of that nurses. And it's being able to have technology that can even very simply give you visibility into where your patients are receiving care. Because what we hear from payers and risk-bearing providers all the time is so much of my nurse's time is even spent tracking where these patients are, calling a nursing home. You know, the post-acute segment is different from the hospital segment because there's so many of these mom and pop facilities, home health agencies. And so in a market as a health plan, you're working with dozens, hundreds of these providers versus just a couple of hospitals. And so it's a completely different ball game when we think about managing patients in post-acute care. It requires a lot more technology, a lot more analytics, especially given all the rising demand and staffing challenges.
Right. Thank you. And it's kind of to add on to that, at least for WellSky in specific, do you guys work with a lot of maybe rural or patients in rural areas? And if you can comment as to maybe how home-based care benefits them.
So WellSky works with many rural providers, suburban providers, urban providers, and of course the needs are different across all those geographies. I think with the rural providers in particular, because these patients tend to be located further from health systems, tertiary care centers, their primary access point into the healthcare system very well could be the home health nurse that's coming into their home. And so in those cases, the quality of that home health care, their ability to deliver care in a timely manner is critical. And at WellSky, those are some of the things that we think about all the time is how do we ensure that these patients can be seen in a timely manner? How can we help our home health providers have the analytics and intelligence to best serve that patient? And for example, know when a patient is at rising risk. We're including, for example, patient engagement technologies so that we can get more insight into what's happening to that patient, even if they're not being seen that day. And so those are all the things that we're thinking about, you know, really for all populations, but to your point, particularly for those rural populations where home health provides, you know, such an outsized importance in terms of the healthcare delivery system in those areas.
I guess with home-based care being a bit more in demand now, or you know, just more of a popular form of care, as the demand goes up, does the price go up in a way too?
I do think we're facing supply and demand challenges, right? So to your point, with basic economics, if you have a constrained supply and there's more demand, there's more pricing pressures, right? So we hear from our providers all the time about, for example, in this environment, inflationary pressures on wages. And so their cost to deliver care is going up. And so I do think as we think about the reimbursement landscape, and for example, some of the opportunities that are ahead of us, you know, how can we incentivize this workforce and this industry to continue to be able to meet the level of service and actually a higher level of service going forward, given that we're seeing more and more complex and elderly patients in terms of the population that they serve. And so I agree with you. I think overall, it's still much more cost effective if we can to deliver care into the home. But there's also going to be pressures as we think about what is the right way to reimburse home and community-based care. And that's something obviously that we at WellSky are thinking quite a bit about in partnership with our providers, clients.
Okay, thank you. And Lissy, that is actually all I had for you today, but if there's anything I didn't address in the topic that's important for our listeners to be aware of, feel free to share.
Well, I'm so glad to be here talking with you about the importance of home and community-based care. I think for too long, we put so much of the focus in our healthcare system on health plans, on hospital systems, on physician groups. And really, this is an area of healthcare that's immensely important now with so much care going to the home, you know, given the start of our conversation, but also going forward into the future, because this shift to home-based care is only going to accelerate. We're seeing more and more of this population, the senior population, wanting the care in the home. It's the right thing to do for us from a value-based, from the cost of healthcare, because it is so much more value to deliver care into the home if you can. And we continue to see staffing shortages. So this is a really important area, and I'm so glad you've decided to highlight this today in our conversation in your podcast. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.